Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
Well, Steve back with us today. Another wonderful story. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, this is an interesting one. This comes after the ending of World War II. We've all heard of friendly fire, which became very popular in the Gulf War. We've had episodes of friendly fire throughout history. We had George Washington involved in a friendly fire incident in 1758 in the French and Indian War. Lieutenant General Thomas Stonewall Jackson died of pneumonia 8 days by being hit by friendly fire of his own people in the Civil War. And Fort Leslie McNair in Washington is named after Lieutenant General Leslie McNair, who died also of a wayward Allied bomb attack that killed him in friendly fire in Normandy in 44. What we've had here close to home is on March 17, 1958, an RB-47 reconnaissance bomber was doing gunnery practice over Lake Michigan. And there was a range on Lake Michigan, 25 miles southeast of Sheboygan. The sun had set at 6 o'clock. It was overcast by 6:45, and this bomber, making practice runs, made a turn, got lost in the overcast. The co-pilot let loose on his 20-millimeter cannon guns during the turn, and what resulted was bullets came hailing out of the sky and hitting the pavement of Sheboygan Falls in Oostburg. Two empty shell casings were found in a barn 1 mile southeast of Hingham, northeast of Hingham, and the speed that the bomber was at, they estimate he was going about 400 miles an hour, probably at a height of 36,000 feet, making this turn. And they, if he would have waited 2 minutes, all the bullets would have went harmlessly into Lake Michigan. However, the gunner opened up at the wrong time during the turn and ended up bombing Hingham and Sheboygan Falls in Oostburg. All of the homes that were hit in this little fracas are still standing to this day. Mm-hmm. But it was an interesting night in March in the three little towns here because they came under the attack of friendly fire.
Wow. Can we get more information about this?
You sure can. You can go to www.schrc.org.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.